Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Tuesday marked 5 years since 24-year-old John Craig Schmutzer of Wauwatosa was murdered while hiking alone at Devil's Lake State Park. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office, in partnership with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, continues to actively investigate this case and is once again asking the public for assistance. At approximately 11:30 the morning of October 14, 2020, John was fatally stabbed on the south side of the East Bluff along Grotto's Trail. The person who discovered John's body and called 911 reported observing a suspicious male walking away from the scene. This man was described as approximately 5'10 and 200 pounds, wearing dark pants and a mostly white windbreaker-type top with red material or a pattern near the shoulder-arm area. He was also wearing a black face covering and dark-colored hat with only his eyes visible. The witness described the man as walking oddly. Other witnesses in the area reported seeing a man running frantically and erratically from the area of the scene toward the East Bluff Trail. This individual was described as approximately 6 feet tall, average build, wearing dark pants with ripped knees and a dark top. Clothing not typical for trail running. He was seen falling multiple times while running north along the East Bluff Trail. Investigators have previously termed this male as the East Bluff Runner. At this time, investigators have been unable to determine whether the man is seen walking away from the scene and the East Bluff Runner are the same person. These individuals are of significant interest to investigators and believe someone in the community may hold the key to identifying him. Anyone who was in or around Devil's Lake State Park or the rural Baraboo area on October 14, 2020, is urged to come forward with any new information, no matter how small it may seem. Since the investigation began, detectives have reviewed hundreds of tips and followed up on every credible lead. Investigators have worked diligently to identify and interview as many people as possible who were in the park that day. So far, they have contacted individuals who were visiting from more than four different states. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office remains committed to pursuing every possible avenue to bring justice to John and his family. In recent months, investigators have also been made aware of a double homicide that occurred in July at Devil's Den State Park in Arkansas. A suspect was arrested and charged in that case. While there is currently no confirmed connection between the two cases, investigators are reviewing all available information to determine whether any similarities warrant further inquiry. At this time, the focus remains on solving John's case based on the facts and evidence gathered locally. Investigators believe someone out there knows something that can help close this case and are awaiting their call. To submit a tip, call Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-847-7285. Text TIPSAUK to 274637 or go online to tipsubmit.com. All tips can be submitted anonymously. Governor Tony Evers sent a letter amid reports that the Trump administration plans to terminate over 600 U.S. Department of Energy funding awards, including more than $1.5 billion in approved funding to Wisconsin-based companies and organizations or projects located in Wisconsin with energy-related goals and objectives. In a letter to DOE Secretary Chris Wright, Governor Evers noted that terminating these funding awards at a time of record high energy demand and rising cost would be counterintuitive, reckless, and ill-advised. This letter comes as the governor recently highlighted that efforts by President Trump and Republicans in Congress to roll back clean energy investments will cause the average household energy costs across the U.S. to increase by an additional $170 annually over the next decade, according to a recent analysis by Energy Innovation. In Wisconsin alone, Wisconsinites will face a $300 annual increase on household energy bills due to the actions of the Trump administration by 2035. Among the Wisconsin-based projects, companies, and organizations facing terminated funding totaling over $1.5 billion include two projects to the University of Wisconsin system totaling $12.8 million and Dairyland Power Cooperative set to receive $28 million. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting seedling orders from Wisconsin landowners for trees and shrubs to be planted in spring 2026. Wisconsin forest nurseries have provided high-quality native tree seedlings appropriate for planting throughout Wisconsin for over 100 years. Seedlings grown at the state nurseries are used for reforestation and conservation plantings on private, industrial, tribal, and public lands. Any tree seedlings planted will also get Wisconsin closer to its trillion trees pledge of planting 100 million trees across the state by 2030. A minimum order consists of a packet of 300 trees or shrubs in increments of 100 of each species or 500 shrubs or 1,000 tree seedlings. Youth groups and educational organizations can also purchase seedlings for their reforestation and conservation planting projects. Conifer species available this year include white cedar, balsam fir, jack, red and white pine, black and white spruce, and tamarack. Hardwoods available include aspen, basswood, river and yellow birch, butternut, black cherry, hackberry, bitternut, hickory, silver and sugar maple, burr, red, southern pin, swamp white and white oak, sycamore, and black walnut. Shrubs include prairie crab, high bush, cranberry, red osier, dogwood, hawthorn, American hazelnut, and American plum. Seedling orders can be placed using the online form found on the DNR website or by printing and completing the order form and mailing it to Griffith State Nursery, 473 Griffith Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, 54494. Order early for the best chance to get seedlings and provide a preferred replacement species or age class if a species sells out. The DNR website has information about seedling size and characteristics. Visit the DNR website for the current inventory, answers to frequently asked questions, tree planting information, and a list of private nurseries with tree and shrub seedlings. For more information, contact the Griffith State Nursery Office at 715-424-3700. The Grace Annual Meeting, along with sponsor and team recognitions, will be held tonight in the lower level of the Ramada Inn in Richland Center. The 2025 annual report will be available, and attendees will be the first to hear what the support levels will be for 2026 and witness the checks presented to representatives of UW-Carbone and Gunderson for ongoing research. Event sponsors and those in our service area who support Grace or wish to learn more are welcome to participate. Walk teams highly encouraged to attend and have pictures taken with the big check. Wear your team shirts. Doors for the Grace Annual Meeting at the Ramada Inn Banquet Facility will open at 4:45 with a free will donation buffet with grilled chicken and steak, potato and vegetables served from 5 to 5:45. A cash bar will be available. The annual meeting and recognitions will begin at 6. Those attending will be eligible for door prizes and have an opportunity to purchase chances on donations. Pre-register for a chance at cash prize by calling or texting 608-604-8255 or email gracelocalcancer@gmail.com. The Evers administration has announced the state ended fiscal year 2025 with a positive ending balance of $4.6 billion in the general fund, the state's main checking account exceeding previous estimates by over $265 million. Additionally, the state's rainy day fund, also known as the Budget Stabilization Fund, increased to approximately $2 billion. This is the largest balance in the rainy day fund in state history, which has grown by over $1.6 billion under Governor Evers' leadership, more than six times what it was at the end of fiscal year 2018. According to the Department of Administration, notably, the six largest ending general fund balances in state history have all occurred in the six full fiscal years that Governor Evers has been in office. The new annual fiscal report released by DOA, which covers fiscal year 2025 that ended on June 30th, is available on DOA's website.